John Taylor joins us, and building is in the news, certainly home sales and so on. He is from Stern, Agee & Leach here in Fort Smith. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, y'all. We're going to look at kind of under the hood of what's happening in the housing market, and of course, it drives so many other things. Plus, it was ground zero in 2008, of course, when the big recession came. Yesterday, the market was pretty much unchanged. Dow was down a tad, as the S&P and the NASDAQ. Dow futures are up about less than 10 points this morning. Of course, they could move significantly, as we know. But it's Wednesday morning, and every Wednesday morning, the Mortgage Bankers Association tells us what's happening with mortgage applications. And these numbers are not pretty. In fact, last week, they dropped to a number that's a two-decade low, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. Now, this is a sign of concern, because heading into what is typically a very busy spring housing season, we see mortgage applications dropping off significantly. And one of those reasons is, of course, because of the uptick we've seen in mortgage rates. Last spring, when Mr. Bernanke introduced the T word, taper, into the economic lexicon, he said the Fed was going to start tapering back. We've seen mortgage rates rise from a tad over 3% to about 4.5% right now, is the national average for a 30-year mortgage. And of course, that is taking a toll on the housing market. But also yesterday, we got some numbers from the Case-Shiller Index. Now, this is a survey that is widely followed, and it indicated that last year, housing prices rose by an average of 11.3%, the most since 2005. If you take the 20 largest major metropolitan areas that they surveyed, they were up 13.4%. Well, that sounds really good, but it's a two-edged sword, because when you put together surging housing prices and also the fact that interest rates have risen substantially since Mr. Bernanke started talking about tapering, it's really taking its toll. And it's a real cause of concern, because it is such a significant part of our economy. And if you look at the other side of this, we're seeing that it's affecting jobs. Yesterday, J.P. Morgan announced that they're eliminating another 8,000 jobs, 6,000 of those being in their mortgage sector. And they say it's because of the decline in mortgage applications and mortgage activity. They also lowered their profit forecast for 2014. Now, this is on the heels of just a few weeks ago, Bank of America and Wells Fargo also announced thousands and thousands of job eliminations because of the slowdown in the mortgage industry. So we hope that this is something, maybe it's just a blip, but it is a it should be a real cause of concern. And we also see the numbers being reflected in some ways in some of the quarterly numbers we're getting. Yesterday, Home Depot, of course, released numbers, and even though their sales were down 3%, Wall Street kind of liked those numbers. But Home Depot indicated that what people are doing is they're willing to spend more money on their homes. They say that the sale of premium items in their stores has risen for four consecutive quarters. Now, this is in direct contrast to what we're seeing happening at Walmart and places like that. They're dealing with the lower income of the economic spectrum. This morning, Lowe's, the number two home improvement retailer, announcing numbers. Very strong fourth quarter sales. Their stock is up about 7% this morning before the market opens. Total sales up about 5.5%. Same store sales up almost 4%. And by the way, their board approved a $5 billion share repurchase. So it does indicate that people are spending more money on their homes and perhaps looking less at purchasing other homes. A couple of other numbers. Target, for the first time since that massive data breach they reported last in the fourth quarter, reporting earnings, their stock's up about 1.5% before the market opens. But their profit is down 46%, and they attribute much of that to the data breach, you know, the theft of all that millions of credit card information. They made $520 million. That's about half of what they made the same quarter of last year. Same store sales down 2.5%. And so clearly that has cost them hundreds of millions of dollars. And they also warned that the quarter that we're currently in will be below Wall Street's expectations, once again because of declining sales and concerns about the data breach that they suffered during the holiday season.
John, the federal government seems to be more intense, some announcements that they're going to get even deeper into some of these credit card issues to protect the public.
Well, and the other thing is, of course, a lot of banks are saying that, you know, they're so over-regulated now. You know, the pendulum has swung the other way. Maybe there was too little regulation before the crash in 2008, and now banks are suffocating under the Dodd-Frank bill and the other intense regulation that they're having to deal with.
Paul Harvey used to say that if people didn't police themselves, somebody else would, and that's what's happening.
Exactly.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, Bill.